The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Keep getting us your personalized plates this morning just to get under Gabe and Josh's skin, I think.
Again, I don't care. It just tells me more about you.
Dave and Colgate weighing in saying, my Brewers plates are G-O-T-B-R-W. Got Brew, I'm guessing. I'm a 2020 Grammy-winning retired musician. The instrument I'm known for is the Hammond B3. In Tennessee, I had the license plate B3, that from our friend Dennis in the 615. I want to talk about this comment that Stephen A. Smith made yesterday on First Take about Damian Lillard's future in Milwaukee. So we have known that Damian Lillard has had a, I think it's fair to say, tough transition to Milwaukee. He's been going through a lot of personal stuff, and we know that Milwaukee was not his first choice. He was famously connected to or tied to Miami, which is where I think that people thought he was going to land. And of course, Milwaukee went in, made the swing, brought him in, paired him with Giannis, thought that that would be the move that would move them in the right direction, the thing that would put them over the top. So yesterday, Stephen A. Smith was saying, you got to really think about whether or not Dame Lillard should stay in Milwaukee if the Bucks do not win the title this year. Take a listen.
If Milwaukee loses, I said, I think you need to consider moving Dame up out of there.
He just got there.
Let me explain. I'm not talking about his game. He's not happy there. Now, he's got a lot of distractions, which are his business, and we wish him nothing but the best. Because a lot of us would not be able to handle it as well as he's handling it. But nevertheless, whatever support system that you're looking for, and I'm sure they got love for him and they try to support him or whatever, but it's one of those situations where if you are not happy in a situation, albeit because of outside reasons.
Right. He wanted to go to Miami.
And I know you wanted to go to Miami, too. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you got all of that going on. That's a lot to deal with. I'm not talking about his game because I believe in Dame.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm talking about what he has to go through and psychologically how that situation may not be ideal for him.
So, if I'm hearing that correctly, because he's going through a divorce and because he's going through that divorce right now in Milwaukee, the Bucks should trade him? Is that basically what Stephen A. Smith was saying there? Is this just another like talking point because Dame is well liked, Milwaukee is not as a city, so we just don't want Dame in Milwaukee because he's going through a divorce? And I mean, Dame has openly talked about how yes, things have been tough, and some people took some quotes out of context and ran with him about his unhappiness. Like he's talked about how lonely he is because he's a family guy. Not because he wants to be in Miami in the nightlife, because he misses his kids and they're out west and he's not. Like, so if the Bucks were to trade him to Miami, which I highly doubt would happen, so now he's going to be happy in Miami when he's going to be literally further away. Like, you could not be further away from his kids if he went to Miami.
But Gabe, if Dame wants out, he's going to get out.
Yeah, if Dame wants out. But I'm just saying, like, but I don't think Dame is saying, I want out. I just think that for whatever reason, everybody gets, and they do this all the time with Giannis too. Anytime Giannis like gets close to a contract extension, oh, he's probably going to want out of Milwaukee. And then Giannis re-ups with Milwaukee. Oh, Dame probably wants out of Milwaukee. Like, we don't know. Like, maybe, okay, it's been a rough personal year for him, and that's all that Stephen A. says there. Like, he's not saying that Dame hates Milwaukee. He's just saying, well, a lot of personal issues that he's going through should probably get him out of there. For what?
But what if it's not the move that we thought it was? I don't want to put words in Stephen A. Smith's mouth. He can obviously speak for himself. He does a very good job of doing that and is well compensated for it. But is this what you expected from Dame Lillard when the Bucks landed him? What Dame has offered? The slow to gel? Again, not faulting anyone for this. You yourself have said this is a product of the circumstance. Did we expect another level from Dame? Did we expect it to come easier? Did we expect it to be a instantaneous improve them from a win standpoint, improve them from a championship standpoint. Like, so far, and again, this is not a Dame-specific thing, but the acquisition of Dame Lillard has been underwhelming.
Sure.
Yes.
But also, he was brought in for what's about to start on Sunday. I guess.
So if they fall short, then what?
Then we can have the conversation of, okay, is this work? But at the same time, I went into this going, this has to be at least 2 years. Like, you can't just go, oh, Dame didn't work, and you ship him out. Like, when Jrue Holiday came in, they didn't win it first year, right? It took them a while to kind of, oh, okay, this is how all the pieces work together. This is how all these pieces are going to work. It's not an instantaneous, despite everybody wanted to being an instantaneous, instantly gratifying thing. Like, these things take time. It had to be, to me, a 2-year window. And it's a mistake if Dame wants out in a year. It's a mistake if the Bucks want Dame out in a year, because this thing on the floor needs to be built out. It just doesn't happen instantaneously.
I mean, shouldn't it, though? You're two superstars. I mean, Dame's better than Jrue, right? On paper and all around, better?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't it be a quicker fix?
I mean, LeBron James and Dwayne Wade took 2 years to figure it out. That's the default go-to, but, like, those are two top 15 players of all time. It took them 2 years to figure it out. Like, it's just, you got to build that chemistry, Chew. We talk about this with the Packers all the time, where it's not an instant thing. Like, how long did it take for you and Brett, despite you guys being best buddies? Like, it took you and Brett to figure out the...
That's a little different, because we were young. These guys are well into their career. This thing has been a train. Gabe, we'll go into next year, whether they keep Doc, get rid of Doc, whatever. We're still unsure if they lose in this first round here.
Do you think, Gabe, that the team has had the same perspective that you have had, which is that this season is not championship or bust?
Yeah, I think so. Because if it's championship or bust, then major changes have to happen. But I don't know what major changes you can make. Like, I think they went into this, and which is why they got Dame. And again, in the NBA, like, the contracts really don't mean anything, almost like the NFL at this point. But if a player wants out, he's going to get out. Right? But it's... Again, it takes a while. I don't think John Horst came into this thing going, oh, yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to win the championship this year. I think he looked at it as, hey, we signed Dame to a contract. We're going to have a little bit of a window with Dame and Giannis to figure this whole thing out.
How certain are we Bucks ownership is as patient as Gabe is? Remember the strange, we're going to fire Bud if they don't make it far enough in the middle of the playoffs not long ago? Like, are we sure they're going to be as patient after making this big investment in Dame and it being, if they lose in the first round, a catastrophic failure?
See, I think this is a little bit of revisionist history that's happening right now. I do not recall that when Dame Lillard came to Milwaukee, people going, yes, next year we're going to win the title. I think people were like, this year we're going to win the title, because Dame Lillard is famously a top 75 all-time player, as is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the thought was, this is the piece we needed to get over the top. You knew you were sacrificing some defense by shipping off Jrue Holiday. You recognize that. You were okay with that because Dame Lillard is a bucket. But I think that for most Bucks fans, and Gabe, maybe you're the only one who was like, aha, in whatever 365 plus 365 or whatever the total time was, the Bucks are going to win a title. But I think most people were like, in June, we're going to be having a parade in Milwaukee. I think that's how most Bucks fans looked at it. Mm-hmm. And so now, when the season didn't go well and there were bumps in the road and it was a little bit of a rickety roller coaster as opposed to a smooth one, now people are saying, well, they've always been building towards next year. I don't buy it. I don't think that's what the organization was doing, and I don't think that's what most Bucks fans thought.
This feels 10 times worse than Ray Rhodes. To me, it does.
Well, what would have happened if they fired Ray in the middle of the season, I guess?
I don't know. I just don't. The whole thing I don't feel good about. You know what I'm tired of, Gabe? The whole run it back. How long have we been running it back?
Well, but they didn't run it back. They famously traded for Damian Lillard. That's not running it back. That's making a pretty significant change. They fired their head coach. That's a pretty significant change. Are those not big changes?
But you only make those changes if you feel like the window is immediate, don't you? You don't make those changes because in a year you expect to win the title.
But the window isn't just 1 year. That's the point. Like the window, they didn't just make this because it was so urgent and it had to happen. Well, no, okay, you've given yourself a little bit of room. Like you move on from Bud because, okay, this thing has run its course. Let's bring in somebody else who can see if we can maintain and sustain the success. Okay, we had issues scoring points in the half court last year. Let's bring this guy in. I don't think, again, is their goal every year to win a championship? Yes. But I don't think that the Bucks organization approached this as, if we don't win the championship this year, it's a massive failure and we're blowing this whole thing up.
And this conversation started with Dame Lillard because Stephen A. Smith was saying that, you know, if they don't win the whole thing, then maybe they should move on from him or that Dame should want out of Milwaukee. Do you get the vibe, Gabe, that Dame would want to move on if they fall short this year? Or do you think he's in it for the long haul? He is in it for, all right, this year was about gelling. It was about chemistry. We made a change at coach. That set us back. Doc Rivers came in, didn't have enough time to do all the things he needed to do to get us to that championship level. But next year, we're going to hit the ground running.
I think he's here through at least next year. I don't think he's going anywhere this offseason. And if it's more the same next year, then yeah, I think everybody's going to move on. I think that the organization's going to move on. They're going to figure something else out. He's going to move on. But I think that just bouncing around and hoping it all gels in 1 year is a fool's errand because I can't think of a single NBA team that's put together two stars like this and hasn't had at least a bigger picture in mind as well of, okay, yes, we want to win a championship, but if we don't, we're going to blow the whole thing up. That's how, to me, that's how bad organizations are run.
It's like, for the last 5 or 6 years, except for the year they won the championship, they've underachieved. It feels like we have the Kansas City Chiefs, but we can't win a Super Bowl. You have an amazing amount of talent, and they underachieved. They underachieved in the bubble. They underachieved last year. Mm-hmm. They're underachieving this year.
Well, we can't we'll see. We'll see what happens this year.
Yeah,
like, if they make it to saying? If they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, is that underachieving?
No.
Okay, because I think we just have to be patient and see how this thing plays off in the postseason before we declare that this season's a failure and they've underachieved. Yeah, I know you like to say I told you so. You're already planting your seeds. I get you, big guy. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I see what you're doing.
Greg weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Instant gratification has ruined the NBA. The Bucks have fallen victim to it with Bud, Griff, and Dame. We are too reactive to everything and not letting anything develop. Meanwhile, Ron and the Key weighing in saying, and we are jumping and we're jumping, Bucks ownership aren't making these choices. Giannis is, and he has to be held accountable for the choices he is making. 800-990-3776.
Is that just a nice thing to say? What does Giannis being held accountable for these decisions, what does that mean? Giannis has to be fired? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, what does that mean? Somebody please, because it's the one thing that everybody says in sports and it drives me absolutely insane. Oh, we have to hold people accountable for these decisions. What does that mean? We're firing Giannis? Is that what we're doing? How do we hold Giannis accountable for this?
I think it's more of recognizing that if, in fact, he is the guy pulling the levers and pushing the buttons,
sure,
then maybe he takes a step back from that.
Okay.
And doesn't, again, this is all hypothetical, dictate personnel moves or doesn't dictate coaching decisions. That would be the argument that I think that group is making.
Okay. I just don't know because we say it all the time. Oh, this person has to be held accountable. Okay. We're benching Jordan Love. We're going to bench Giannis. Like it's something that I think people say to make themselves feel better, but doesn't actually have any meaning.
Troy weighing in saying Boston figured it out with Drew. I think the Bucks figured it out with Drew as well as they won a title.
We'll see if Boston figured it out with Drew.
Right. They obviously have done great things in the regular season, but as we know, that is not the season that matters. Michael weighing in saying, I'll back up Gabe. Yes, we expected to win it all this year, but that all changed when we fired our coach halfway through the season. You can't have the same expectations you did when you started by changing someone in that big of a role. 800-990-3776, your reaction to Dame Lillard, the suggestion that if if the Bucks do not win this year, if they get bounced early in the postseason, that he should maybe take his talents elsewhere. That is what Stephen A. Smith is suggesting yesterday on First Take. We got to take a break. We got to get to power rankings. The big guy very excited about his biggest jerks in all of sports.
No, I pivoted, Jen.
Jeez Louise.
In honor of nakativity, we have a major pivot. And it's a good one.
Chewy's top 10 made-up words of all time, coming up next.
In honor of nakativity is not a phrase I was expecting to hear this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You know how much we love Palermo's Pizza. I got my Palermo's hoodie on today. And Palermo's, they've been doing this for over 60 years. So it's not a surprise to find out that they have all these different brands under the Palermo's umbrella. And they all bring a different flavor to the table. Whether we're talking about Palermo's, whether we're talking about Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy's Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, Primo Thin, Neighborhood Pizzeria, so many great flavors, so many different tastes, you are going to find something that you and your family all love. That's why I make sure I've always got some Palermo's frozen pizza in my freezer at home. You should be doing the same. Because look, life gets busy, especially as summer picks up. Maybe you got some kids that are active. You get home, don't feel like making dinner, but you still want something delicious. That's where Palermo's comes in. Find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle, Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Everything, any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
A huge day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and since it's Tuesday, it is also Power Rankings Day. Joshy?
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, Gabe, you got a pen, write this
down.
Yeah,
okay, so this is what I'm terrified about, Chew. Like, anytime you've got something cooking, and in between the segments, Josh gets in my ear and goes, hey, Chewy tells you need a pen. Like, oh, boy. What kind of homework is the big guy have me doing now?
Gabe, can't play scared.
All except right, sometimes. Today I learned here sometimes you can play
it's
scared.
Every other segment from what I'm gathering, okay? So it's the
right,
evens and the odds.
All right, what am I writing down?
1A.
1A.
1B.
1B.
1E.
1E.
1L.
1L.
2P.
2P.
1S.
1S.
1T.
1T.
2Ws.
2
Very
W's.
Simple. Give me the 10 most misspelled words in the English language.
Oh my gosh. Can you give me the letters again? These, I assume,
1A,
I assume, wait, 1A. These are, I assume, the first letter of the words?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
1A, 1B, 1E, 1L, 2P, 1S, 1T, 2W.
So the 10 most misspelled words in the English language?
Yes.
A, oh, good Lord.
Joshy? And all you got to get is 5. Just give me 5 and I'll call that a win.
Oh, wow.
All right?
I'm going to be honest. I'm lost.
There's no way we're going to get this.
Oh, I knew all of them. All right.
You didn't know how to spell them.
That's why I knew
okay.
them.
What are some words that people misspell, famously misspell?
I misspell restaurant a lot.
I misspell
There's no R.
Recommend is
There's
one
no
that
R.
I... Dang it.
No R.
I don't know where the C's go. I don't know where the M's go.
Yeah, restaurant always trips me up, too.
I haven't spelt it right in decades.
I don't know where the U goes. Okay, so what's an A word that you misspell a lot?
Oh, this one's easy. I do it all the time.
Apropos?
Adventure.
Oh. Ooh, there's a P in it.
What?
So there's a P in the A word.
This is ridiculous, you guys. There's a P in the A. Yeah? Is there? There's no way. This is impossible. Excellent. Extravaganza. Entertainment. Literally, Gabe, we're going to have
Getting
to just start
closer.
Guessing words.
Just trying to think of A words that get
You said there's a P in the A word.
Yes.
A parent.
Appointment.
There you go. Josh, he's got one.
A parent.
A parent is the...
Two P's. Everyone slips up on that.
All right. Yeah, so Chewy lied. There were two P's in the word. Okay, next. So we got one. Okay, a B word that people misspell all the time.
Everyone misspells this word.
Beautiful.
Nope.
Barbaric.
Ooh, that's good.
Nope. Keep it simple, stupid.
Dumb.
I love he calls us names. He's got the list in front of him.
Don't forget the T.
Boomerang.
Nope. Keep it simple.
Brochacho.
That is a tough one
after
to spell.
E.
Believe.
There's two.
Yeah. All right.
Good one.
That is a good one. Believe is a good one.
I after E. Okay, are we on the E word?
Yeah. Exponent.
Like exponent? Like
yeah.
Exponential?
Mm-hmm.
What's the NG?
An elf.
That's a booby trap.
Yeah, this is...
That is a trap.
This is... All right, the L word. The L word that everyone misspells.
I mean, I was going to guess evil, but that doesn't seem nice.
You said, again, Angie, that was Jennifer who said
executive.
That, myself and Joshy.
Executive.
What is Angie? Think of what she is.
She's an executive. That's a good guess by Joshy. She's the...
Employer?
Businesses.
We're skipping E.
Yep, we're skipping E.
L, liaison. Liaison
is
a tough
I like
word.
That one.
How do we feel about liaison? Leverage.
No, we talked about it. The thing we talked about a lot today is connected to this word.
Listerine.
So
what did we talk about?
The leg?
License. License.
License.
There you go. There's four.
Oh, geez. Okay. These are the most misspelled words.
What other... letters do I got to work with here?
Two P's. There's two P's.
An S, a T, and two W's.
Two different P words that people misspell all the time.
Two different, okay.
Maybe I'll work on the W's. Wonderwall. Wisconsin.
What am I?
A weirdo.
There you go, number nine.
Oh, that makes sense. Weird is a tough one. You're right, you're right, you're
before E is doing a lot of work here.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
The E one is easy.
Wait, the word is
easy? Impossible to spell.
Why? Well, do you want to just tell us or do you want to keep teasing us?
Yeah, I mean...
Entrepreneur.
Oh. Yeah, that is a tough one to spell. I don't know how to spell it.
Aren't you also an entrepreneur with Angie?
Wait, let's try to spell entrepreneur.
E-N-T.
R?
Is it like...
Keep going.
Oh, we're right so far? There's an R after the T?
I'll buzz you. I got it here.
Okay. E-N-T-R.
E?
I think E.
E?
Yes.
P? Are we at the P?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, I think there's an R here, isn't there?
Yes.
P-R-O?
No. No. No.
P-R-E.
I think E.
Yes.
Uno? We're wrong?
You guys are
You're right. Oh. Up to the E.
N?
Yes.
Now it's, is it E-U-R?
There you go.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Or U-E-R, yeah. Again.
Is it E-U-R or U-E-R?
E-U-R.
Yeah, okay, good. We're on the P still?
It could be me.
Pain in the ass. No, that's not it.
That's two words.
Preposterous.
No.
Protruding.
Really never had a job. Really never had a job or wouldn't consider the fact that I had a job.
You're a putz.
And people
that
get it confused.
Is
it an
no?
S? Yes, an S or a Z at the end? Who knows?
Privilege, privilege.
Oh,
privilege.
Yeah, privilege is tough because where it's like there's a vowel in the middle. Privilege.
People want to throw a D in there sometimes.
Really, privilege,
like a lid.
Lidge, a lidge. How about another P word? Plagiarize.
Yeah. Good guess. Not it.
Dang it.
Again, the words that we're probably thinking of aren't used all that much, so they don't get misspelled.
Five syllables.
Jesus H, that just throws that theory out the window.
Hey,
five syllables.
Perseverance? No, that's four. I got nothing.
Pronunciation.
Oh, is that because
this one is the S is the toughest one to sell.
Pronunciation.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. The S is the toughest one?
Yes.
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That is incorrect.
That's even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
That could be it, though. How about a sensationalist or
successful?
Ooh, it's closer. All the S's.
Closer.
Succession.
The A's mess you up.
Sassafras.
Snuffleupagus.
San Francisco.
Separate.
People spell separate wrong.
This is...
I know. Do you think this is a good list?
Terrible.
I thought you'd do better.
This is the worst list of all time.
Yeah. I thought you'd do much better.
Bob Whiteford weighing in on our YouTube page saying, anyone else having are you going to the mall today moments? Listen.
You got
to
a T? You got a T?
Just tell us, man. I am exhausted.
Tendency? I would have dominated this list.
You're such a liar.
You wouldn't.
Weather.
Weather? Weather is
Which one?
Not a hard word to spell.
Which one is misspelled more?
Yeah.
Rain.
Okay.
W-E-A-T-H-E-R?
Yeah.
Good job spelling, Jen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That might have been my best list ever.
I needed to end with a win there, Josh. Huh? I needed to end with a win. I don't like that list.
No?
That was really, really hard. And I don't. It's not that I don't like it because it was hard. I don't like it because it wasn't entertaining.
Yeah.
All right.
The jerks one was too easy.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to just tell us when we come back who was on the jerk list just for funsies?
Okay. Yes.
All right. When you deposit your money with Great Midwest Bank, you are not just putting it in a bank. You're investing in your local community. Here's why banking with Great Midwest Bank is a win-win. As a community bank, they reinvest your deposits into the community, helping it grow and creating opportunities right here at home. Personalized service, another reason. Their friendly team will always be available to assist you with your banking needs. Whether you're making a deposit or setting up a CD, they are dedicated to providing you with exceptional service every step of the way. Experience the difference of banking with a community-minded institution. Visit Great Midwest Bank today and join them in building a stronger community together.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you, don't doubt his story, because he heebie-jeebies at certain times to miss field goals.
Yeah.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies,
heebie-jeebie.
You take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%. So to call him a liar and he puts a curse on you?
Look, stupid. I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Was that list very difficult? It put us way, 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 way behind the clock. I believe we're supposed to be going to break right now. Chew.
I'm sorry.
What's with the mischievous giggle over there? You just like causing trouble?
All right, you want the easy one? This is the easy one. All right, it's from the top 10 biggest jerk athletes of all time. You should rattle them off.
No, you rattle them off. You've got the list, and we're out of time. Go.
Okay, Tiger Woods 1, Lance Armstrong 2, Ben Roethlisberger 3, yeah. Terrell Owens 4, sure. Aaron Hernandez 5, O.J. Simpson 6, LeBron 7, Alex A-Fraud 8, Michael Vick 9. This is a shocker. Serena Williams 10.
Just so you know, they're taking some liberties with the word jerk with Aaron Hernandez and OJ
mixing
on it.
Murderers with guys you just don't like is a bit odd.
And honestly, the murderers seem a little low on the list.
Certainly is a choice.
Like, that's... Personally, it seemed, for me, if we're including them, should be higher than 5 and 6.
Here are criminals and then a guy we just don't like the way he plays
and
basketball.
Serena.
Yeah.
And Serena Williams, the goat, who just, you know,
dear Lord,
didn't take people's bull.
You guys are...
That would have been more fun, though, right?
You think so? It's too easy.
I got to be honest, I don't know if I would have guessed murderers as big as jerks.
Yeah,
they have their own list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The criminals. In prison list.
Yeah, because, there's a difference. Turns out, Joshy, believe it or not, there's a difference between criminal activity and just being a jerk.
Pat Beverly's kind of a jerk on the court. I would never put him on a list with OJ or Aaron Hernandez.
You guys realize I just read the list. I don't make them.
Yeah, but we need you to... kind of be an editor there.
Vet them.
Yeah.
Not just click the first Google list.
And by vet, I'm not talking about giving the doggy a doctor's appointment. That's not the vetting I'm talking about.
Wait till next week's.
Oh, you're just going
to
keep
You already have one ready to go for next week?
Yeah, I'll find one.
Is your plan just to make the show worse at this point?
Inside so job.
Wow, you know what? We can take Aaron Hernandez off that list and throw Josh DiMaggio on it if you'd like.
So Self-sabotage. Don't come up with a list right before the segment starts.
Yes.
Just generally speaking, that's not a good, you know, way to manage the content.
I've been told I've been very good organically.
You are very good organically. That's true. I think the biggest mistake we ever made was telling you that.
Yeah, there's a difference between being organic and spontaneous versus knowing the assignment is due and pushing it off until moments before you have to turn in the assignment.
Okay.
But that's all he knows, you know? Privilege.
Dave, you know whose fault it is.
Yeah, it's my fault. I understand.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes. I'm the one who's going to get in trouble for that.
All right. As I said, we have to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We will return in just a moment, Gabe.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. A local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what does that mean? How do you know if you have low testosterone issues? Well, for me, it was kind of tired, groggy, just didn't have that energy, just didn't feel like myself. And I thought, okay, getting older, doing a morning show, waking up early, all those sorts of things factored in. Turns out my testosterone levels were low. I knew because we worked with Mentality here at the station, went through their process, had a blood panel done. Within a week, my results got back to me. And now I work with Mentality, where I have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. I go back for regular checkups to make sure my testosterone levels are where they need to be. And they can help you too, because now I have that energy to attack my day with a better attitude. Go to LowTU. USA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at LowTUSA.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Took off. I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? You put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tune into the Analysis Show every week. Bucks player Thanasis Antetokounmpo sits down with special guests to have fun and honest conversations. Conversations with NBA stars Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, basketball media royalty Jay Williams, and more big-name guests already up as part of Season 2 of Thanalysis. Find Thanalysis Show today on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts, and subscribe to the Thanalysis Show YouTube channel for accompanying videos and special content.
Getting to be that time of year where we love the weather here in Wisconsin. We had lunch out on a patio at a restaurant on Sunday. My 4-year-old daughter was like, I'm so cold. I was like, shut up. Throat punch you.
It's your kid.
Yes, but nobody talks about the weather and says it's cold when it's, you know, above 60 in Wisconsin. And what it causes is some sleeping issues, because our room the other day was like 74 degrees when I tried to go to bed. So I threw on the air conditioning. Threw on the air conditioning on Sunday night. Sleeping temperature is complicated. It varies from person to person, but I think there is an ideal sleeping temperature. I think it's like 62, 63. Like, that's where I want my room to be. That's where I sleep the best. Chewy, we know you sleep best in 72 degree rooms.
Not by choice.
If you literally had a choice.
You've grown accustomed to it.
Joshy, what was the issue that cropped up the other night for you?
I didn't have an issue.
I thought you had a sleeping temperature issue.
There was a tweet out there that somebody put out that they had set their thermostat to 78.
Oh.
Yeah, which asks what's the ideal sleeping temperature, because to me, 65 is probably...
78 is
I mean, that's a song.
Tropical.
Yeah.
You want to talk about people who can't be trusted? You're setting your thermostat to 78 to sleep. You can't be trusted.
Wait, so you're saying that that's more of a red flag than a personalized plate?
Yeah. 78? Are you washing your sheets every single day?
You sweat when you sleep?
At 78, I would.
I'd sweat. Sweat my bees off.
So what's your temperature, Joshy?
I think it's 65-ish. I mean, there's room factors that matter there. Do you got a fan going? How good is it hitting you? But I think anything below, because, I mean, to me, there's really no, it can't be too cold unless it's like 50s. Then we're getting crazy. But the colder, the better. I want to be getting out of bed in the morning, and I want to be like chilled as I'm getting out of bed.
Well, then are you going heavy comforters?
Yeah, got a few blankets on the bed.
Kind of weigh you down a little bit, getting in there nice and cozy, feeling good. Snug. Yeah.
Ever heard of it?
Chew, when you turn the, snug is a bug in a rug. Yes, my mom used to say that when she pat me on the head before bedtime. Chew, what's the temperature for you guys in your room? Do you and your wife agree on it?
Not last night.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, maybe he's the one that had
it. It was 73 last night, and she agreed that was too hot.
Okay.
So we'll go 62. But I let her go to bed, and I bump it down sometimes. So I know I'm going to get yelled at in the morning, but by then it's too late.
There's an interesting thing going on here, Jen, which it's you turning on your AC in April. Now, most of us who grew up, and your father probably did the same, that sucker doesn't go on unless it's like red emergency hot as heck.
Mm-hmm.
If I suggested in my house as a child turn on the AC in April, I've been laughed out of the room.
It was just to get the temperature back down to a reasonable number, though.
Understood.
And the windows were open, which is probably why the room got so warm. We had had the windows open to get a breeze in throughout the day, but of course we had left the windows open, which I think is why the temperature climbed the way it did. But when I went in to go to bed and the thermostat read, what did I say, 72?
Mm-hmm.
No. Gotta bring that sucker down. Otherwise, I'm sweating in bed, and that's not comfortable for anybody.
What do you guys set your AC at? This is something I need to learn because I've never had air conditioning, and now I have a house that has air conditioning. Like, this is my first time as an adult having a choice of turning on my air conditioning.
I'm not sure.
It depends. Because it gets so hot here.
Sure.
That going from 90 to 74, 75
feels
is fine.
Cool. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But back home, 70.
Okay.
Yeah, 70.
Yeah. And I mean, there's factors too. Like, if you're sitting in an area of the house that's hotter, if there's a lot of sun, you got to drop it. Sometimes you drop it low just to get you back to a good spot and then you bump it up a few degrees.
But allergies also, because I have bad allergies, which sucks because I already got the allergies here. Now I'm coming back next week and I'll get the allergies there. So.
Wait, you're coming back next week?
For the draft?
Yeah.
Are you going to be here the whole week?
For a week and then back down until middle of May.
What
and then
treat.
You got me for the whole summer.
You keep bringing lists cool. like you brought today. You could stay down there. You can keep your ass down there. All right, Wilde and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.